local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
705 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. On the way, we're going to check in live from the Coca-Cola bottler here in Mobile, where the strike has started this morning. Get the latest from on the scene in just a few minutes. Right now, let's check traffic and Dr. Bill's forecast.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, already seeing some delays at Sims near Mary G. Montgomery on Moffitt, so watch your speed through there. Again, the school zone's going to be back down to 15 miles an hour. University, Old Shell, also Moffitt, Airport, and Dolphin and 65. Traffic starting to build, but no wrecks in the roadways. Again, a good ride as you traffic from Tillman's Corner and Theodore across the bayway over towards the Eastern Shore. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with scattered afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you here and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Senator Doug Jones admits that he is right now doing his research and has not made a decision on whether to approve Brett Kavanaugh for the U.S. Supreme Court. He says that while he has not made a decision, he will not cave to pressure from either side, saying, quote, because I believe that the Senate of the United States has a shared responsibility for Supreme Court nominations as an independent shared responsibility with the president. Frankly, advice and consent has been ceded. The president did not need advice from the Senate before he did this, but he needs our consent. A senator says he's also right now looking at Kavanaugh's speeches, opinions, and writings, and his record to get a sense of his judicial philosophy. Quote, at the end of the day, I'm going to make a decision one way or the other that I'm going to live with and justify to you, whether you agree with it or not. Congratulations to Gulf Shores, Alabama, receiving accolades this morning after being named one of the top 25 markets for buying a vacation rental. Vacasa has ranked Gulf Shores as number 11 and is the only Alabama community on the list. Pensacola Beach came in number 15 and Forgotten Coast, Florida, ranked number 1. Also on the list, the Smoky Mountains, Coachella Valley, California, and Park City, Utah. According to the company, Vacasa manages more than 9,400 vacation homes in the U.S., Central America, and South America. And there are 11,000 rental units in Gulf Shores, and a median annual revenue when it comes to rental revenue is a little more than $34,000. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
And thanks, Kelly. 708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Said it at the end of the last hour. We've got a heads up this morning. Coca-Cola employees in Mobile, Robertsdale, Leroy, and Ocean Springs on strike over wages and benefits. Live here in town at the Coca-Cola bottler, WKRG's Katarina Lukatich is joining us. And Katarina, thanks for your time. And what is this all about? And is this a nationwide strike or just locally?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, this is just a local strike. I spoke with the local union president, so they have unions based on location. So this is just the locations that are unionized in Leroy, Mobile, Robertsdale, and Ocean Springs. So I spoke with the union president this morning, and he tells me that back in October, the local plants here were bought out by a different company called Coke United. And he said since then, employees of these plants have been asked to take wage cuts, but also increase their contributions to insurance and benefits. He says that they've asked the company to come up with proof as to why they need to take these cuts, if the company is in need, and he says that the company has not been able to provide that information. So they've been back and forth with negotiations since July, Coke United coming up with some offers that have been rejected by the union. As of this week, the last one that was presented yesterday was shot down, and that was the last one that Coke United said that they were going to offer. So as of 2:30 this morning, about 250 employees between the four different plants have been on strike.
Now, with the 250 employees, and I was watching some of your Facebook Live feed here and seeing the people. Are there 250? Is that 250 between all the locations or just here for Mobile? How many people are here at Mobile that are striking?
So here in Mobile, it looks to be about, I would estimate, about 50 to 60. So that 250 number includes all of those four plants across the Gulf Coast.
Okay. Does that, is this a percentage of the employees? Can you get a sense of that, or is that everybody? In other words, is the bottler shut down as of this morning, or are they just at reduced manpower?
See, it seems to me that they would be they would have to be shut down, but we've gotten some anonymous tips that the bottler has bussed in employees from different areas that they service and are using those employees instead of local employees.
Yeah, I did
but
see.
I haven't confirmed that with the company. That's just from anonymous tips that we've been getting.
I did see that bus in that live shot. I don't know. I mean, it could have just been a bus going anywhere. I'm not, you know, for sure that's what it was. But I did see a bus come rolling through there in one of the live shots. And any so right now, is it, no word from the company whether this affects us at the store? I mean, if I go to get, you know, one of my five delicious Diet Cokes today, does this affect that?
It looks like you'll be able to get it. We've seen Coke trucks been going out of this area. So it seems like they have employees, not from the local area, but they seem to have been bussed in from somewhere. But I reached out to the corporate office. They're located in Birmingham. I've been told that no one can speak to me until they get into the office at 8 o'clock this morning. So I really won't have any answers till then.
All right. Well, we'll be watching your feed there and check back with you soon.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Hey, thank you. WKRG's Katerina Lukatich checking in from here in Mobile. But that affecting, as of this morning, multiple locations. Once again, Mobile, Robertsdale, Leroy, and Ocean Springs are on strike over wages and benefits. So Dalton, I'm going to have to leave for a few minutes so I can go buy a stockpile of Diet Coke so I can make it through the rest of the week. But right now, I do see, I'm watching the video there, and it's been truck after truck after truck rolling out with product.
Yeah.
I guess with product, you don't know. I mean, the doors are shut. It could be empty. It could be some sort of like a plan here just to make me think they're getting ready to deliver the Diet Coke.
Magic trick.
There it is. 712 FM Talk 106.5. Coming right back.
The management and staff of Buffalo Wild Wings Airport Boulevard in Mobile says, do you remember the first day of school with your mom fussing around you, straightening your clothes, slicking down your calyx, and you wriggling away, only wanting to get in the car or on the school bus, hurrying to see all the friends you hadn't seen all summer? School traffic is always congested, especially during the first days back to school. It's up to all of us to drive safely and to be especially careful around bus stops, schools, parks, and residential areas. This message has been brought to you by the management and staff of Buffalo Wild Wings Airport Boulevard in Mobile.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. State Representative Randy Davis has pleaded not guilty to bribery-related charges. The Daphne politician, along with former Alabama Republican Party Chairman Marty Connors and G. Ford Gilbert of California, are accused in a scheme to pressure the state's largest insurance company to cover diabetes treatments at certain health clinics. We now know this morning the name of a teenager killed in a car crash in Mobile County. Police say 19-year-old Christopher McCants ran off Schillinger Road and struck a utility pole just after midnight Wednesday. Last year, McCants graduated from Blount High School, where he played football.
The kid was here smiling, talking to administrators, thanking teachers, thanking coaches, encouraging players. I mean, and that was yesterday, and today he's gone.
A warning for drivers: slow down in school zones. Mobile police say they issued 142 citations on the first day of school. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
Hey, thanks, Jessica. 7:14 now on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Started off in baseball, where last night the Mobile Bay Bears lost a close one to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 7-6. Bay Bears actually rallied from three runs down to tie the game at 6 in the sixth inning, but a sacrifice fly wound up driving in the game winner for Pensacola in the seventh inning. Tonight, game two of the five-game series here in Mobile, and it is Thirsty Thursday. First pitch of the Hank set for 6:35 p.m. In the major leagues, it was a big night for the Atlanta Braves in the National League East as they defeated division rival Washington 8-3. Ronald Acuna Jr. had a two-run home run, and he also robbed Washington's Matt Adams of a home run at the wall.
Hammered center field. Look out. Harper going back. He'll turn, and he'll watch it go. Look out. The 20-year-old puts a charge into that one. Ronald Acuna Jr. looking on. And Adams puts a charge into this one to center field. Acuna near the wall, leaping, and he makes the grab. What a catch! He stole a home run from Matt Adams.
Braves now only a half game behind Philadelphia for the NL East because last night Arizona shut out the Phillies 6-0. In college basketball Wednesday, the NCAA announced that it will make major changes to the NBA draft process. One of those changes is that the league will now allow elite high school basketball recruits and college players to be represented by agents who are certified by the NCAA. The league will leave it to the USA Basketball governing body to determine which high school players are considered elite and therefore good enough to have representation. In another major change, the league announced that college players that aren't selected in the NBA draft will have the opportunity to return to school. The new rule states that players who participate in the NBA Combine can return as long as they notify their athletics director of their intent by the Monday following the draft. Currently, players who do remain in the draft and are not selected are forced to pursue other professional options instead of returning to school. The NCAA also announced that there will be stricter punishments, including longer postseason bans, suspensions, and increased recruiting restrictions for coaches that break the rules. In golf, the final major of the 2018 season begins today at Belle Reve Country Club in St. Louis with the 100th edition of the PGA Championship. The field features all of the world's top players, including world number one Dustin Johnson and defending champion Justin Thomas. Johnson's the current favorite to win at around 8-1 odds, followed by Rory McIlroy and Justin Thomas at 12-1 odds. Players began teeing off at about 6:50 this morning. Thomas, McIlroy, and Tiger Woods will start their round at 8:23 a.m. Jordan Spieth, John Rahm, and Justin Rose take the course at 12:37, and Dustin Johnson, Bubba Watson, and Adam Scott will tee off at 12:53 this afternoon. TV coverage will begin this afternoon on TNT. Some sad news in the golf world as Australian golfer Jared Lyle died after a long struggle with cancer at the age of 36. Lyle won twice on the nationwide tour back in 2008, but he was first diagnosed with leukemia as a teenager and suffered recurrences of the disease in 2012 and 2017. He did return to the PGA Tour in 2013 after apparently having beat cancer for a second time, but the illness returned, and last week Lyle announced his decision to forego further treatment. He was survived by his wife, Brienne, and daughters, 6-year-old Lucy and 2-year-old Gemma. In the NFL tonight, there are 12 games to kick off the first official week of the preseason. 22 teams will be taking the field for the first time in 2018, while the Chicago Bears and Baltimore Ravens will play their second games after they opened the preseason last Thursday in the Hall of Fame game. Tonight, the New Orleans Saints get their first look at their 2018 team when they play at the Jacksonville Jaguars beginning at 6 p.m. 7:18 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, thank you, Dalton. Heading for a high around 92 today, says staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Sitting at 74 right now. We'll check in with him for a full forecast for the rest of the week and a look at the weekend coming up in just about 15 minutes.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with scattered afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. Pro Tint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your dealer installed tint fails, call Pro Tint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, Pro Tint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We are seeing some delays westbound I-10 with the Bayway and the Causeway intersect all the way to the tunnel, but no wrecks reported. It's still a nice ride if you're traveling from the 65 split. Watch your speed in Tillman's Corner and Highway 90 near Coca-Cola Road. You've got some heavier traffic in that area, but beyond that, a good start. There's a beer pairing dinner coming up at the Battle House Hotel this Saturday, partnering with local brewmaster Serta's Brewery. Indulge on four beers and four courses for only $50. For reservations, call the Battle House at 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
720 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday. Sean and Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Also, Captain Bobby on the way at 7:50. And as always, phone number, text line open at 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, a heads up, if now the kids are going to be out of the house. Kids, y'all don't listen for a second. Y'all just don't. Put your earplugs back in. put the AirPods back in your ears for a second. Hey, parents, kids are going to be gone at school. Gives you a chance to get rid of that junk that may have accumulated this summer from the kids' stashes of toys and stuff and junk. It's time to get rid of it. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy Trey Bennett doing work at commercial properties, obviously residential properties, all over Mobile and Baldwin. And they can make it happen for you very quickly. They can even set an appointment before the kids get home from school. Go online and set that appointment at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or pick up the phone and give them a call at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You have junk, you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. 7:21, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Officers from the Pensacola Police Department have arrested a man they believe kidnapped and raped an unconscious woman Sunday night. Corey Antoine Hill was arrested at his Pensacola apartment early Wednesday morning. He's charged with rape and kidnapping. Bond has been set at $150,000. The victim was kidnapped after becoming unconscious at a bar on Palafox Street. And while the victim's male friend left her to go retrieve his vehicle, another person swooped in, police say, which was Corey Hill, literally picking up the woman and putting her in his vehicle. After regaining consciousness the next morning, she filed a police report. Tropical Storm Debbie is the fourth named storm of 2018 in the Atlantic, unexpectedly gaining some strength Wednesday night with a maximum sustained winds hitting 50 miles per hour. Debbie's in the central Atlantic and is no threat to land. National Hurricane Center expects it to dissipate in the next few days. But there's that burst of intensity, which we now know about, is not expected to last, which of course is good news. Hurricane Center expects the storm to gradually weaken and transition to an extra tropical storm on Thursday and then dissipate by Friday. Now, while Debbie is not a threat to the U.S., there is another storm moving closer to Hawaii. On Wednesday, Hurricane Hector was tracked south of the islands with winds of 115 miles per hour. And as always, whenever it comes to our weather, the best person to turn to is our very own Dr. Bill. You listen to him every morning right here on FM Talk 106.5. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 7:23 FM Talk 106.5. So, been trying to trim that budget, save money month to month. Thinking about saving money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? You can do that when you refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with auto pay, lower than average credit card interest rate. Think about the average is 18-19% in the country. It's obviously going up as interest rates go up. You could drop that to 5.89% APR. Also, get your money as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. So say goodbye to high interest credit cards this summer. and start saving with Lightstream. Now, y'all can save even more money with an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is when you go to lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name. The website, lightstream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information. All right, Dr. Bill, with more information, just about 10 minutes away with a look at the end of the week forecast and a look forward to the weekend. Also, as it is the 7 o'clock hour, people are out there heading to school. Remember, I mean, we shouldn't have to remind you this, but schools are back. Slow down in school zones.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't remind yourself, MPD, for folks in Mobile County and City of Mobile, were reminded. I saw this thing, a presser here from the folks at MPD, said they wrote 142 tickets on Monday.
Oh, goodness.
This is in school zones in Mobile. 146 of those were for speeding. I don't know what the others were for. I need that breakdown, too. Hey, MPD, I want to see what the other ones are for. But they said the roads around Cranford Burns Middle School had the highest number of speeding tickets, followed by the area around Callaway Smith Middle School.
Yeah, I bet the police that were writing those tickets, they got to have hand cramps after Monday. And if Tuesday and Wednesday were anything like that, then, man, a lot of people. You have to slow down for the kids, first of all.
Yes.
But for the sake of your own wallet, I mean, it's dangerous because you could start losing some money big time.
Well, it's not one that sneaks up on you, right?
School. Nope.
I mean, there's some places that you're like, well, you know, they keep changing the speed limit here and there. It was 55, now it's 35. This is not one that should be a surprise to you. It is a school zone. There are signs. There's a crossing guard with fancy white gloves like Mickey Mouse used to wear out there, you know, or with the orange thing with the triangle on the glove palm. That means slow down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's just another one of those things where people are selfish. They think the rule applies to everyone but themselves because they have somewhere to be. And you just need to slow down. It's not that long. You'll be able to speed up before long.
That's right. 726 FM Talk 106.5 update on a story we brought to you just a couple weeks ago. As State Representative Randy Davis enters a not guilty plea on a bribery charge. Alabama lawmaker, a lobbyist, and a medical company executive have pled not guilty in federal court to bribery-related charges. State Rep. Randy Davis of Daphne, former Alabama Republican Party Chairman Marty Connors, and G. Ford Gilbert of California entered a not guilty plea. All of them yesterday morning. Federal prosecutors last month announced new charges in what they described as a statehouse scheme to pressure the state's largest insurance company to cover diabetes treatments at Gilbert's Trina Health Clinics. Prosecutors say that Davis lobbied the insurance company to cover the treatments. That insurance company, by the way, by default, has got to be Blue Cross Blue Shield. They don't say it in any of these stories, but I mean, they say the biggest in the state. Be Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yeah.
And spoke in favor of a bill to mandate the coverage, even though he had received finder's fees for recruiting investors to that Trina company. All the defendants have denied wrongdoing in that case. All right, we'll talk about that more coming up after 8 o'clock when we turn up your voice. Also, Rob Hulbert from Landnap joins us. A lot to talk about here with the city and the stadium and the $10 stormwater fee.
Mm.
You know, this guy, a lot of people say, what is this all about? It's this $10 fee for residential properties and I think a half cent per square foot on commercial properties. This money would go to the stormwater fund for the city of Mobile.
I think Rob might have some opinions on that.
One or two.
And also, did you see this? It's one of the big three things on our website, but the Shops of Bel Air, and something we've been mentioning mm-hmm. a lot lately with whether the city and county should put money into the USA new football stadium. Well, it's been 2 years since the city signed an incentives deal with the owners of the Shops at Bel Air, and our news partners at WKRG reporting that the city of Mobile has not paid a penny yet, but it's not the city's fault. It's because the Shops at Bel Air have not met the prescribed criteria. They haven't met the benchmarks. That's according to city spokesperson George Talbot. They were supposed to fill that old Belk location in the mall. That was
right.
Part of the parameters of the deal.
And then the incentives kick in. Right.
And they haven't filled that spot yet with another store. So right now the city hasn't paid. It's supposed to be $500,000 a year for 15 years, but haven't had to yet.
All right. Check that story and others out. Three big things. Top of the page at FMTalk1065.com. Also, while you're there, the online opinion poll question, should Governor Kay Ivey debate her gubernatorial opponent Walt Maddox before the general election in November? Right now, 57% of y'all say yes.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Davidson High School's football coach is on administrative leave this morning, 4 months after a freshman quarterback was attacked in the school's locker room. Rodney Kim Jr.'s family described that attack as hazing and has publicly demanded the coach's termination. The Kim family and two other families are suing the Mobile County School District for $12 million each.
If we didn't have the evidence, I wouldn't be pushing this hard for him and his staff to be dismissed.
The suspect accused in a bizarre grocery store parking lot incident has bonded out of jail. Spanish Fort Police say Patrick Sullivan Lynch attacked a 60-year-old woman over a shopping cart. They say the two began arguing about how she didn't put her cart away, and that's when Lynch allegedly pulled his pants down and mooned her. And the Burris family is coming out of retirement to reopen a produce market the family first opened in 1986. The news comes days after current owners Rick and Jeannie Stewart announced plans to close the Burris Farmers Market this Sunday. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
The Kremlin is saying the new U.S. sanctions against Russia for the poisoning of an ex-Russian spy in Britain are against international law. More from Matthew Chance in Moscow.
There's not much they can do except criticize this, saying essentially that they had nothing to do with the poisoning of the Skripals in Wiltshire in Britain back in March.
The Sinclair Broadcast Group acquisition of Tribune Media is dead, abandoned by Tribune, which terminated its merger agreement with Sinclair, and that scuttles a $3.9 billion deal that would have given the conservative broadcasting group and even broader reach into Americans' living rooms. The trial of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort may be over by the weekend. Joe Johns reports the judge is pushing it along.
Judge Ellis butting heads with prosecutors, blocking them from presenting documents in the interest of time. The judge urging, as a concession to the shortness of life, we need to get it done.
Forrest Clark, the suspect accused of starting the holy fire in California's Cleveland National Forest, expected in court today. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rossa Kay with Your Money Now. Tribune Media Company has called off its merger with rival TV station owner Sinclair Broadcast Group and has filed a breach of contract lawsuit seeking compensation for all losses. Tribune claims Sinclair unnecessarily dragged out negotiations with federal agencies over regulatory requirements. Buffalo area Congressman Chris Collins is charged along with his son and others in a scheme that allowed them to avoid more than $750,000 in stock losses. The Republican sits on the board of directors of Innate Immunotherapeutics and is one of its largest shareholders. Samsung unveils its new Galaxy Note 9 today. Rumored changes include a heavier Note 9 because of a new battery that will let it go 2 days without recharging. Another big change, reportedly to add Bluetooth capability to the Samsung S Pen, and the hottest rumor of all is the launch of a Samsung Galaxy Watch. Stocks stumbled Wednesday. The Dow closed 45 points lower, and the Nasdaq squeaked out a win by adding 4. Futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Southern Cancer Center reminds you that August is National Immunization Awareness Month. Studies continue to show that the human papillomavirus, or HPV, has been linked to causing cervical cancer and certain types of head and neck cancer. Southern Cancer Center, along with the American Academy of Family Physicians, encourages you to speak with your child's physician today about getting the HPV vaccine for your son or daughter. Help prevent these cancers later in life. Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. Yesterday seemed a whole bunch like August to be. It was hot and then it rained in some places, right? That's kind of the formula.
That's it. That's it for this time of the year, and we're going to do it again today. Mostly sunny for this morning, and then this afternoon a few scattered thunderstorms. Look for a high today of about 92, and I think we'll see a heat index. It could be as high as 102 or 103. Now tonight, isolated thunderstorms in the evening, low in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy and scattered thunderstorms for the afternoon, and the high tomorrow again in the lower 90s. As for the weekend, good chance for thunderstorms now on Saturday as an upper air disturbance moves through. We'll see high around 90, and looks like Sunday will be the best day this weekend with a few afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the low 90s. This pattern will continue into Monday. And then Tuesday, fewer thunderstorms, but warmer temperatures. Looks like we'll get up into the mid-90s for Tuesday and Wednesday.
What's going on in the tropics, Dr. Bill?
Right now, quiet across the Gulf of Mexico, and also the Caribbean looks good. We do have some thunderstorm activity now developing over the tropical Atlantic. Things may be changing around there. I have to watch that carefully. And we do have a named storm, of course, way up in the North Atlantic now. Debbie, 45-mile-per-hour winds, and no problem for any land area.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with a forecast and, of course, an eye on the tropics all hurricane season long, sitting at 76 now at our studios. I saw this. This is interesting as we look at indicators and economic indicators out there, you know, look at these different sectors and dry goods, and then you're looking at the housing sector, and you're looking at purchases of appliances, all these different things they use as economic indicators. How about this one? I think this is telling. New study out says Americans used an average of 17.2 vacation days last year.
Wow.
The most since 2010. People in Colorado, Virginia, and Arizona took the most days off, and people in Montana, Delaware, and Rhode Island took the fewest. And I think there may be something to this, seriously, because, you know, during the downturn, the jobs were so tight and the market was so tight that people didn't dare take a day off.
Yeah.
Economy gets better. Jobs are, you know, you got to hide to not find a job in a lot of today's economy. And so they went ahead and took their vacation day. 17.2. I don't know. That's pretty epic there.
That's got to be a huge reason, right? I mean, you just said it, because people aren't as worried about losing their job with somebody waiting on the other side of the door to come right on in. But 17 days, it's interesting, because obviously 365 days in a year, 17 days doesn't seem like it would be a whole lot. Some people were driving that average probably way up.
I don't know. I mean, if you're counting vacation days as work days, so, you know, I mean, 10 days is 2 weeks. That should be average. Now, 3 weeks would be 15 days. So that's over 3 weeks. That's pretty epic. I don't know that I've ever had that. But, you know, it's, you know, people take them. Now, in the old days, or I'd say the old days, for probably 20 years in my career, I worked for folks that said, yeah, you've got vacation days as per your contract. It'd be a shame if the job wasn't here when you got back. They said, take them. Have a good time. But, you know, who knows what happens before then. So, I mean, I went years where I took a day, 2 days, something like that. But, yeah, things are changing out there. 7:38, time to check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department there, North Water and Dolphin Street. Also, state troopers are clearing up another accident off to the side of the road at 43 and Dead Lake Road. You've got heavier traffic, westbound lanes coming in from the Eastern Shore, downtown, across the Bayway with the causeway intersect, and we've got heavy traffic into school zones again, back it down to 15 miles an hour. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, offering you the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door price to get 30 minutes or less, with no cost, 2-year, 25,000-mile maintenance at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama. 7:40 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An appeals court has upheld the 2016 capital murder conviction of Soraya Atkins. She was sentenced to life in prison for a 2014 murder in Coden. 66-year-old Robert Perry died while defending his stepdaughter from two women trying to take his stepdaughter's tax refund. Those women targeted Perry and Stephanie Finney, following them 15 miles before causing an accident to stop them for the robbery. Court records say that Atkins and Kimberly Lindsay made deliberate preparations in terms of this robbery, stealing a license plate to switch onto the other vehicle, borrowing a gun, and waiting for a potential victim to cash a check at the counter at that Walmart. Both were eventually caught when they ran into a dead end, abandoned the vehicle, and police captured them. So a jury found Atkins guilty of capital murder and voted 10-2 in favor of the death penalty, but Mobile County Circuit Judge Michael Young-Peter rejected the jury's recommendation and instead sentenced Atkins to life without parole. The DA appealed, but the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals upheld the conviction. A local seafood business ransacked, robbed, and closed for a few days as an investigation continues as to who swiped cash registers, a safe, and a surveillance system. DIP Seafood has been closed since last Sunday after being hit by thieves. The manager made the discovery when she came into work on Sunday. Police believe whoever did this had some sort of knowledge of the business. If you have information which can assist in this investigation, you're urged to contact 251-208-1700. DIP Seafood expects to reopen for business next Thursday, August the 16th. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Plan to visit Big Beach Brewing in Gulf Shores on Thursday, August 23rd, and try their special beer, Share the Beach Loggerhead, and meet others who support the work of the Alabama Coastal Foundation and its important programs to protect and preserve our marine environment. For each beer sold, $1 will be donated to ACF. These outreach events are a free, fun, and easy way to learn how you can help protect our precious coastal areas. Learn more at joinacf.org.
I think that background music was filed under whimsical. Where'd you find that music? I need a cut that's whimsical. 7:42 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Thursday, and Kane on the way with another traffic update. Plus, we'll catch more headlines with Kelly Finley and more fish with Captain Bobby Aprescato coming up right after this.
The good people of Advanced Disposal of the Gulf Coast ask you to respect the school safety patrol as you would any other law enforcement association. The safety patrol is there to assist you, parents and children alike. Obey their signals. Cross the street when directed. Keep your hands on the wheel and never text and drive. Let's make this the safest school year ever. This message made possible by the good people of Advanced Disposal of the Gulf Coast taking part in the Back to School Safety Program.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. State Representative Randy Davis has pleaded not guilty to bribery-related charges. The Daphne politician, along with former Alabama Republican Party Chairman Marty Connors and G. Ford Gilbert of California, are accused in a scheme to pressure the state's largest insurance company to cover diabetes treatments at certain health clinics. We now know this morning the name of a teenager killed in a car crash in Mobile County. Police say 19-year-old Christopher McCants ran off Schillinger Road and struck a utility pole just after midnight Wednesday. Last year, McCants graduated from Blount High School, where he played football.
The kid was here smiling, talking to administrators, thanking teachers, thanking coaches, encouraging players. I mean, and that was yesterday, and today he's gone.
A warning for drivers: slow down in school zones. Mobile police say they issued 142 citations on the first day of school. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
Good morning at 744 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost a close one to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 7-6 on Wednesday night. Bay Bears rallied from three runs down to tie the game in the sixth inning at six, but a sacrifice fly wound up driving in the game winner for Pensacola in the seventh inning. Tonight, game two of the five-game series here in Mobile. First pitch of the Hank for Thirsty Thursday is set for 6:35 p.m. In the major leagues, it was a big night for the Atlanta Braves in the National League East as they defeated division rival Washington 8-3. Ronald Acuna Jr. had a two-run home run and robbed Washington's Matt Adams of a home run at the wall, and that happened in the same inning.
Hammered center field. Look out. Harper going back. He'll turn, and he'll watch it go. Look out. The 20-year-old puts a charge into that one. Ronald Acuna Jr. looking on, and Adams puts a charge into this one to center field. Acuna near the wall, leaping, and he makes the grab. What a catch! He stole a home run from Matt Adams.
Also last night, Arizona shut out the Philadelphia Phillies 6-0, which means the Braves are now only a half a game behind Philadelphia for the NL East lead. In college basketball on Wednesday, the NCAA announced that it will make major changes to the NBA draft process. One change is that the league will now allow elite high school basketball recruits and college players to be represented by agents who are certified by the NCAA. The league will leave it to the USA Basketball governing body to determine which high school players are considered elite and therefore good enough to have representation. In another major change, the league announced that college players that aren't selected in the NBA draft will have the opportunity now to return to school. The new rule states that players who participate in the NBA Combine can return as long as they notify their athletics director of their intent by the Monday following the draft. Currently, players who remain in the draft and are not selected are forced to pursue other professional options rather than returning to school. The league also announced there will be stricter punishments, including longer postseason bans, suspensions, and increased recruiting restrictions for coaches who break the rules. In golf, the final major of the 2018 season begins today at Belle Reve Country Club in St. Louis with the 100th edition of the PGA Championship. The field features all of the world's top players, including world number one Dustin Johnson and defending champion Justin Thomas. Right now, Johnson's the current favorite to win at around 8-1 odds, followed by Rory McIlroy and Justin Thomas at 12-1. Players began teeing off at 6:50 this morning. Thomas, McIlroy, and Tiger Woods are grouped together. They start the round at 8:23 this morning. Jordan Spieth, John Rahm, and Justin Rose take the course at 12:37, and Dustin Johnson, Bubba Watson, and Adam Scott will tee off at 12:53 this afternoon. TV coverage begins this afternoon on TNT. In the NFL tonight, 12 games to kick off the first official week of the preseason. 22 teams will be taking the field for the first time in this season, while the Chicago Bears and Baltimore Ravens will play their second games after opening the preseason last Thursday night. Tonight, the New Orleans Saints will get their first look at the 2018 team when they play at the Jacksonville Jaguars beginning at 6 p.m. 7:48 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Just one accident to final clearing stages at Northwater and Dolphin Street. Seeing delays now on 90 and Coca-Cola Road as they've got a strike in there. A lot of people on the side of the road. But as you're traveling northbound 65 from Pritchard to Saraland, you've also got state troopers pretty thick in that stretch. Watch your speed. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. Available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery for your boats at PittsandSons.com. And I'm Kane with your At The Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast is going to expect mostly sunny skies today with scattered afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
749 FM Talk 1065, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. A man considered armed and dangerous is right now on the run, and Mobile police need your help to capture him. 28-year-old Nicholas Tate is accused of assaulting his own brother with a gun after the two got into an argument last month. Police say Tate pulled out that weapon and hit his brother so badly in his head that his brother needed immediate medical attention. So as for Tate, he's described as 5'7" tall, weighing about 170 pounds, and he has two gold front teeth. He's considered armed and dangerous once again. So if you know where he is or if you see him, don't do anything other than calling police. You also can call 251-208-7211. How about a little great news on your Thursday morning? We all know about Kellogg's. We know about cereal, right? Well, Kellogg's wants more children to get a little something special in their lunch boxes. Last summer, the company launched those writable wrappers so parents could jot down a love note or maybe a little motivation for their kid before they went to school. But you know what? Children who are blind or had low vision, they missed out on those messages. So Kellogg's is fixing that. They made the announcement that will impact nearly 62,000 children. They added Braille stickers and even recordable audio boxes so those with vision impairments can still feel the love from their family members. The heart-shaped stickers were made in partnership with the National Federation of the Blind and includes 8 positive phrases. The audio box plays a 10-second pre-recorded message and can be recorded and re-recorded more than 1,000 times. According to Kellogg's, W.K. Kellogg, the founder of the company, was blind for the last decade of his life and continued working full-time even after losing his sight. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
All right, 752 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Hey, coming up next hour, Rob Holbert from Landyap joins us. Lots to talk about with him. And we will talk some stadiums and some water fees and a whole bunch more. But time for the Get Ready for the Weekend feature here in the FM Talk 1065 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. I was just in there yesterday. Go say hello to Dubby and Steven, Chip, the whole gang. They're just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And Macklin and the crew at HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring ultra-scanning sonar. Choose HMS Marine Electronics for all your fish-finding technology. HMSMarineElectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook. Let's say hello to the star of the show, my buddy, Captain Bobby Abrascato with the A-Team. Hey, man.
Good morning. How about you? How's it going, man?
Well, it's going good, except, you know, I'm in here and you're out there, so you're immediately already doing better. Let's talk about this. It is the, you know, as you look at months that are tough for fishing, I mean, it's not any kind of February, but August, you know, we're kind of done with some of the heyday of summer, but we're not yet to the great fall fishing.
Yep, right in between there. You know, it's just that time of year, water temperatures, you know, up around their highest right now, and, you know, a lot of fish have been fished, you know, all summer and stuff, but there's fish to be caught. But I'm going to tell you, I don't know about everybody else, but the ones I'm catching right now, we're still working for them. You know, there's still fish to be caught. And, you know, fortunately, you know, the shallow water bite, like you and I were talking about off the air, for me is, you know, held up really well. I like doing it. And it doesn't seem to get the pressure, you know. But even though it's mid-August, man, we're still out here in two and a half feet of water catching trout this morning.
But, I mean, that's kind of contrary to what people would think, right? They think, hey, like you said, the hottest water temps of the year, I got to get away from that hot water, but obviously it's got fish.
It, you know, and especially if you can catch a morning like we have right now, man, there's some cloud cover, a little bit of wind. We're on this, you know, this big mega tide that we're on right now, so we're on like super high water. So, you know, you can catch a morning like this and stay up in the shallow water. Now, you know, a few hours from now, if this wind quits and the sun breaks through, this ain't going to be working, you know, so I'm trying to take advantage of it while it is. At that point, you'll have to get into your true summertime pattern, which is going to be the 4 R's, reefs, rigs, wrecks, and rock piles. Tell Dalton that wreck start with W is kind of a joke, so he didn't get it. I didn't know if he got it or not. So.
I would pick your brain about one more species, too. You're talking about speckled trout and being it gets too hot and they shut down. But what about the redfish? They don't seem to have the same, you know, they don't get as easily bothered, do they?
They don't, man. It doesn't matter what the water temperature is, man. It can be burning up hot like it is right now, or I've seen them literally swim through water with a little bit of ice on the surface and their backs out of the water. So we don't have a temperature range that shuts the redfish down. You know, if you can get around them, you can catch them. Actually, we've caught a couple of them this morning, as a matter of fact, you know, just out here trout fishing, you know. So, but yeah, that's a species too, you know, that you can kind of stay after. Sounds like the real good redfish bite right now is further up the bay and even up into the delta, around some of the grassy areas, you know, that you're so familiar with, you know. But sounds like that's been a pretty good bite. A couple of my bass fishing buddies have told me that of course they curse them, you know what I'm saying, because they think they got these giant bass, but they're catching reds up even north of the interstate.
Oh, that is a sign of things to come this fall.
Things to come,
yeah,
yep.
That's for sure. And also, let's talk about what's going on too with tournaments. Condies have their tournament.
Great tournament, man. Those guys put on a great tournament. It's the best trout format of the year. You get to catch five fish a day, which is a lot of fun because that allows you to catch a lot of fish, you know, as opposed to say a one fish tournament, you know. So I really look forward to it, and they work so hard with it, have great prizes, and it's a lot of fun, good categories. So, you know, if you're out this weekend, man, buy a ticket, support those guys, and you never know, you're liable to win something. Heck, I even won Ling category in the tournament not too long ago, so you never know what can happen.
Yeah, when I saw that, I said, what the heck happened with that?
I know. I got the plaque at my house right now, and it's, I had to set it up there up front, you know, by my trout and redfish plaques right there, because I don't know if I'll ever win another one of those again.
But it is a cool addition to the trophy case for Captain Bobby Averscato. Hey, you mentioned to me just off air, I don't know, can we talk about this publicly? You said a weather event happening to you the other day.
Yeah, well, actually, yesterday, and I don't want to get in too much into Dr. Bills. Maybe you could mention him, but we were right next to a little squall like we're getting this time of year. And the reason I bring it up is you really have to be careful. We literally saw lightning come out of blue skies. And so the reason I bring that up,
wow,
is, man, if you're out fishing this time of year, you know, be careful with these little clouds. You know, if you even hear thunder, it's time to start getting away from it.
I mean, so you're looking at blue skies, and then there's lightning.
Bolt of lightning, yep. And, you know, not anywhere. There was a cloud coming, but it wasn't anywhere near it. So, you know, like they always tell you, if you can hear the thunder, you're close enough to get struck.
And people usually don't believe that. They discount it, right? Because they haven't.
Well, I'll tell you what, that got my attention. I can tell you that.
Wow. Okay, that is a great tip. Captain Bobby, tell folks if they want to get a trip booked with you now or upcoming for the great fall fishing, how do they do that?
Just go to ateamfishing.com. That's our website, and there's all the contact information. You can email us or call us, and Miss Kim will get you fixed up.
All right, Captain Bobby, we'll check back soon. Get back after it.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and HMS Marine Electronics. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings next.